Good morning.
Praise God.
Amazing.
I'm going to start. Okay. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "In the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will also be able to teach others also." A lot of times the impact we have, I was blessed after I was saved to have some good mentors, and one of those was Dick Shore. Dick was always an encourager, and that's how Dale and I met, and Dale was certainly always an encourager and a person who built people up. And I just want to give thanks to Pastor Dale and of course to Sharon and Dick, and I know Dick's up in heaven now, so, and probably having some good talks with the Lord, but it was a blessing. My wife, you know, is a special lady. I'm very thankful to God for her. Just so if you bug God long enough and you wait, you know, it works out. Emmy had pastored a church for quite a few years before I met her. She some people wonder about women in ministry. And where she went was a new church that had been pioneered, had been there about 6 months. It's in a place called Alegria, but that's back in 1985, and there was a lot of fighting between the communists, the NPA, and the government troops in that city, or a little town, actually, or village. And so the male pastor and the wife got afraid. I mean, there was a good reason to be afraid, actually, and they departed, they left. So people that wonder about when the second time God sent a woman, he sent Emmy, and it grew to be the fourth largest church out of 83 churches in that organization. And he sent her with a big budget and a big core group of people. Sent her with 10 pesos, which is one-way jeepney fare to Alegria. That way you can't come back, see? And I think it was three young people or something she started with. She knew who was there. But so she also speaks four of the five major Filipino languages. A lot of people wonder about, do you speak like the language? I can say good morning and good afternoon. I can say a few things in several dialects, but no, I don't speak it. I always use interpreters. Emmy can, she speaks four of the five major languages. She can interpret in three of them. For example, good morning.
Mopayang aga.
It's good to see you today.
Nalipay ako, nakita ko kamuya na.
You're looking handsome and beautiful.
Maghusay ka mo hinduro.
John 3:16, real quickly. John 3:16, we're preaching to say.
1:3:16.
So God so loves the world
kay ginigugmagudhan Dios ang kalibutan.
That whoever believes in Him.
Bisan hinuno tumud ha iya.
So excuse me, they gave His only begotten Son. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So anyway, but she interprets clearly. So I'm going to have her share for maybe 7 minutes or so, and I'll then start again. We're going to have a little video, and I'll close. So.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's been a while that I've never been back to America. Only after Yolanda, after the typhoon. So I keep coming back for 3 years now. And it is an honor to be here and to see my mother-in-law and to minister and to share the gospel, what God has in my heart. You know, while singing the song, "Here Am I, Lord," you know, it is you calling in the night. I was touched because it was 1982 when I got, 1980 I got saved. At 1982, I started the ministry. I know that God has been calling me to the ministry. But that time, I did not really, it is not really sure, you know, because being in the ministry is very scary. Very scary, because I thought to become a minister of the gospel, you need to memorize the whole scriptures. And I'm not good in memorization. But you know, along the way, when God really called me and He gave me word, and the God said, "I don't worry what to speak. I am the Lord your God. I will give you word to speak." And God is faithful to His promise. And He gave me my favorite verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for this is the power of God to salvation." So power of God to salvation to those who believe. And so at the first year of the ministry, I have no idea what to do. But you know what? God has given me the ideas to share the gospel, I teach the children first. I have, you know, I wrote down memory verse and pictures in the visual aids, and then bring guitar to the public, to the open square, and start singing to the street corners. And if I saw people, I shared the gospel to the children and then the people, because during 1980s, we have no TVs, no electricity in the area. So your picture is a big TV screen for the people. So the people will come in, and after I finish teaching with the children, then I preach to the crowd. I preach to the adults, and I encourage them, would you be willing if I will pray for you? And if you have problem, I will pray for you. And they raised their hands, and they wanted to be prayed for. And I prayed for them and write their names after I prayed and received them, you know, and I let them receive the Lord. And then I write their names, and I would ask them, would you be willing if I visit your house? I will visit you at your home, and, you know, and continue to pray for you. And so that was the start of the ministry. And so this verse, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, be my theme verse in my heart, that wherever I go, I have to lead people to the Lord. Even in my hospital bed, you know, I was sick for 13 days, and I was hospitalized for 8 days for my back pain. I have no idea. I'm still 56 years old, but I have this back pain that I could hardly walk. And so I was hospitalized, but even in my hospital bed, I kept sharing the gospel to the point that one of the therapists came to know the Lord, and he's now coming back to church. And so nowadays, you know, God is preparing the church of God. He's preparing the bride for the coming of the Lord. And he's preparing you and me to become not only a simple or beautiful bride, but to become a warrior bride of Christ. What does it mean to become a warrior bride of Christ? Become a warrior bride of Christ is simply means that even if we are waiting for the Lord, we will continue to do the work of God. We will continue to do the work of God. We will continue to pray for the lost. You know, for the young people, they have the energy to go out. For the senior people, they have the energy to pray. God has been calling for the senior in the area of the prayer, to become prayer warrior bride. And I know that this church is a prayer warrior bride. And it is an honor to be a part of the ministry. To be a part of the ministry. I know that I have only given very short, but I would like to encourage you. Be faithful to the calling of God, where God called you to do. And I know that this church has a calling to become a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior bride. I was saved by a missionary and 64 years old missionary from Port Angeles. And she's a prophetess, and she prophesied me, and she said, I will make you a pillar, you will be traveling, blah, blah, blah. And the prophecy I keep in my heart, and it happened. And so I am very thankful for American people. My pastor, he got saved through a missionary, American missionary. And I got saved through American missionary. And I'm very thankful for the American who sent missionaries to the Philippines. And I am one of the product. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your support, your prayers, and many other things, and your friendship. And Gordon has been very, you know, even if Dick is already in heaven, but Gordon, he still keep talking to me about him because he is a good advisor to Gordon with, when it comes to health. So, yeah, that's true. Even if he's already in heaven, but he's still mentioning his name even in our you know, in the Philippines. So thank you, and God loves you very much, and thank you for your prayers, your support, and everything, your friendship.
You know, Jesus is a life changer. Amen. And, you know, my background, I'm a university graduate. I had a broker's license in real estate. I used to own apartments in Bellingham, down in Centralia, Chehalis. But in my mid-20s and so forth, just kind of led fairly wild life, about 95 miles an hour the wrong direction, and alcohol, drugs, etc., and kind of on a downward spiral. But when you come to know Christ, Christ really can touch your life and change you. I recall a poem that I had memorized back in high school. It just happened to stand out to me, and I don't know why at the time, but there was certainly a reason for it. Some of you may have heard it, or might even heard it in song form, but it's about it was an auction taking place, and there was this old violin being sold. Now, I'll just share the poem, but so it goes like this. It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it was scarcely worth his while to waste much time with the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. He says, "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who will start the bidding for me? A dollar? A dollar then. Two? Only two. $2, and who will make it three? $3 once, $3 twice," and then all of a sudden there was an interruption. From the room far back, a small gray-haired man, he came up and he came forward and picked up the violin and the bow, and he wiped the dust off of it, and tightening a few loose strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. And once more the auctioneer lifted up the old violin. He says, "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who will start the bidding for me? $1,000, and who will make it two? 2,000, and who will make it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice, going and gone," said he. And the people cheered, but some of them cried, "What change is worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of a master's hand." And many a man whose life is out of tune and who's been battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of porridge, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once. He's going twice. He's going, and he's almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is brought about by the mere touch of the master's hand. Well, I was touched by the master's hand. He touched my life, and due to the situation I was at the time through alcohol and drugs, I was fairly messed up. But I promised God the second day of my salvation that if he would put me back together again, then I would go anywhere he wanted me to go in the world and share the gospel about Jesus Christ. I came to Olympia. I was active with Full Gospel Businessmen in a local church that was growing and so forth. And the Bible says, humble yourself on the side of the Lord and he will lift you up. My first jobs was cleaning churches. That's how I started out working in Christian ministry. Evergreen Christian Center, Olympia Lacey Church of God, vacuuming, cleaning windows, cleaning bathrooms and so forth. And you be faithful in what God has called you to. Like I said, I had a whole different background than that. I would not take humble work years before. But you do what God's called you to do. You're faithful. You listen to God. Right now in the Philippines, when I went first of all with Full Gospel Businessmen back in 1983. Just for a short couple of weeks, we traveled different places. I went back a second time in 1985 on my own. and at that time was able to give like 1.25 tons of rice away to widows and orphans, and some money to help build a couple of small houses for widows that had lost it during the typhoon and that type of work. And then I felt also led years later. I knew it'd come back sometime. I didn't know when. But the first trip was 2 weeks. The second trip was 3 weeks. And third trip, I knew God would call me, so I went over, and turned out to be 7 years, but it was 24 years, so it's a little bit of an increase. I knew it was going to be longer. But we've established several churches over there. We have open-air crusades. We do a variety of ministry. But we do have a short video, about 6 minutes, of just some of the things that we're doing right now. And so let's go ahead and watch. Our son, all of our kids are adopted. We have 8 kids. And also, just before we came here, I mentioned we were really busy. Emmy had 4 weddings. She married 3 people in 1 wedding one time. We had 2 church anniversaries. We had to travel 4 and 5 hours round trip to go to midweek, regular church services, and we have 8 kids in school, including a nephew and a niece. Our school starts in June, so all that happened, plus 3 leadership meetings. So we've been busy before we just landed 3 days ago. But John put this together. Now, we actually started in 1992, but this says 95, because that's when we actually started pioneering the actual churches. We did different types of work when we turned Emmy's church over. So let's go ahead and